Roger Grossman, Andy Maness, Austin Elder with you here at Jake Field in Dunlap. Warsaw takes a 24-21 lead into the fourth quarter, facing second down and 9 from their own 42-yard line. Sullivan with Duncan behind him, wings on either side, Davis on the near side, and Brock on the far side. And it's a keeper for Sullivan, and he'll dive forward and get across the 45-yard line out to the 48-yard line. That's 6 more yards for the Tiger quarterback, and it sets up third down on about 4, 3.5 for Warsaw. Sullivan, 22 carries, 90 yards in this game. When they played the first time, 29 carries for 125.
And boy, I can't stress enough how successful our offensive line, however undersized, is. It's completely softening the interior defensive line for Concord.
Sullivan from his own 48. Ball right in the middle of the field. Is going to keep it and turn upfield. He gets across the midfield stripe to the Concord 49-yard line. Needed 4, got 3. It is 4th down and 1 for Warsaw. And there is no doubt what's happening here.
No.
And the fans from both sides feel the moment. The Warsaw fans cheering for that line to move Concord's line back 3 feet. The Concord fans in big numbers have had very little to cheer about here in the last 45 minutes of real time. And Tunez Brito to the ball first. Sullivan takes one last look at the defense. Concord blitzing up the middle. And it's going to be Sullivan, and he's not going to make it. Sullivan slipped and fell down. I don't think that he made it. The Concord defense is running off the field, and he didn't make it. Concord's defense makes a stand at their own 48-yard line, and they take over on downs, down by 3 with 10:32 to go.
So this, and we're probably going to have to say this 2-3 more times this quarter, is we're going to have to, that defense, just like last time, forcing a 3-and-out, we're just going to have to ask our defense to come up here and make a stand here, because, you know, Concord's got the ball on their own 48-yard line with loads of time left in the fourth quarter. Just going to be dependent on our defense.
I'd be stunned if they don't get Brevard the ball right away. They're going to pitch it back to Thomas on a sweep to the left. He turns upfield. He gets across the 50. He's dragging Tiger tacklers across the 45-yard line to the 44-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards and a first down carry for the Purdue commit, Jerron Thomas.
And that's just a pitch around the left side. And we saw glimpses of that in the first quarter where they were kind of getting out on that edge with us very difficult get off blocks. Now that happened right there.
Brunner standing on his 49-yard line. Takes the snap, hands off to Brevard, sweeping to the right. He gets grabbed by Haubegger, and there's a flag down.
There's a flag down
back at the 47-yard line. Andy says it's holding, and that's what it is. So no first down for Brevard. And from the flag position, from the line of scrimmage.
It's a huge penalty.
Second and 2 now becomes second and 12.
Yep. Huge penalty.
Ball comes back to the Concord 46. But, you know, Concord did this in September and got away with it. Gomez is in the game on offense. I believe this is his first time. He made the 2 big catches, 4th and 13 on that final drive back in September. Then he, on 4th and 3, caught the touchdown pass that won the game with 23 seconds left. Brunner will hand off to Thomas. Coming near side, gets the sideline, leaps over a man, stays inbound to the 40, still going up the sideline, 35-30, 25-20, jumps over a man, stays inbound, and scores. Incredible. A 54-yard touchdown run by Jerron Thomas, and Concord is back in front.
That was an incredible run.
Mark Curtis thinks he stepped out of bounds.
I thought he stepped out four times.
I can't believe he didn't step out of bounds, but we can't see
that.
We have a horrible angle. We can't see that sideline from here. Thomas with two long touchdown runs. Minutemen back in the lead. Sabas to make it a four-point game with 9:17 left. Snap is wide. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 9:17 to play. 28-24 Concord. Does that score sound familiar? It should. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, we wondered if, among the other things we wondered before this game, can these two teams put on as good a show as they put on the first time? And the answer is, oh, yes, they can. 28-24, the exact same score that we ended with back in September. Here's the thing. Warsaw already has two drives of over 10 minutes.
Yep.
If they do that here and score, Concord won't have much of, if any, time to respond. And I'm all for that.
Me too. And that's the thing, too, with Concord's four touchdowns, all four came on explosive plays.
Yes.
There's no sustained drives.
79-yard run, 90-yard kickoff return, 73-yard run, 54-yard run. And Potter now will kick off. Two Tigers deep. Potter's got the wind at his back. With the wind at his back, he's been able to kick it into the end zone. And it's another good kick. And it's going to back Reed up inside the 5-yard line. From the 2 to the 10 to the 15 to the 20. Breaks a tackle. Still going to the 25-yard line. And finally, they bring him to the ground. 9:09 to play. Sectional championship on the line. First down Tigers from the 25-yard line.
Let's make this the drive of the game.
I'm good with that. I'm totally good with that.
How about a 9-minute, how about a 8-minute, 59-second drive? Give them 10 seconds.
I'm good with that, too.
Because you don't want to score on the last play. I mean, that's
– Talk
about heart medicine.
No, the heart medicine can't cure everything.
No.
And I think that would be a little more than we should ask it. 9:09 left. First down Tigers. Down by four again. Sullivan on the quarterback keeper, and he'll get across the 25 and out to the 28-yard line. Gain of three. Second down and seven coming up for Warsaw. What a strange game. Warsaw gets it, and it's like watching paint dry. Concord gets it, and they're in the end zone, and you don't even have time to look up.
You could say a contrast in styles.
Yeah, for sure. That's why people hate to play this Warsaw team.
Yep.
Second down and seven from the 28. Under 8.5 minutes left to go. Sullivan, option play left, pitches it back late. Davis up the field. Oh, and he got tripped up. Egoff ended up with the ball and took off running, but it's irrelevant. Yeah. He was marked down as he should have been, but he did get a first down. Davis out to the 33-yard line, first down Tigers. I say 33, I meant 38.
Yeah, we'll take those extra 5 yards.
So that's a gain of 10 yards on the carry for Evan Davis.
Another good pitch by Drew there.
Evans had a really good night tonight. Six carries for 48 yards. 8 minutes left. Warsaw trails Concord 28-24. Sullivan under center again. Option play left. He'll pitch it back. It's caught by Quentin Brock. He's got room. 45-50. He'll stop and be pushed into the Tiger bench at the 45-yard line. That's a 15. No, not quite. That's a 17-yard gain. First down, Tigers.
Right when I say that was a good pitch. Again, another good pitch by Drew. Just reading those option plays perfectly tonight.
Well, at some point, they've committed so many people to the middle of the field. At some point, those pitch plays have to work.
Yep.
They just have to. 7:47 left to play in the Sectional 11 Championship. Warsaw trails by four, but they've got the ball to Concord 45. Sullivan from the near hash mark. Option play, keeps it, backs up. They're trying to rip the ball out of his hands, but the whistle sounded, and he got a yard to the 44.
And now they started to do a little, bring a little run blitz, those inside linebackers.
Yeah. They're sending seven guys between our offensive tackles. Again, the edges are open. If Warsaw wants to explore that, they're certainly able to do that.
And that's why those last couple option plays have been successful, is because we're faking the fullback up the middle and then taking it outside.
Second down and nine, play clock at six. Warsaw needs to hurry. Sullivan with three, with two, takes a snap. Oh, he fakes it. He's going to run, and he's going to get thrown for a loss.
That was a busted play.
Back at the 47-yard line, that's a loss of three on the play, and I don't know what happened there, but it looked like Drew expected something, and his teammates didn't do it.
We had two pulling linemen down there. I think that was supposed to be one of those counter plays.
Okay.
We had two pulling linemen, and then Drew went the other way.
Third down and 12 coming up for the Tigers. And if Warsaw can have a positive gain, get this down to six or seven, Bart Curtis will surely go for it. 6:20 left, Tigers down by four. Sullivan, play clock at two, got to hurry, and he's going to keep it. Turn up field, he's got room inside the 40-yard line, down to the 37-yard line. That's a 10-yard gain, and it's fourth down and two coming up for Warsaw. Halfway through the fourth quarter, and the season's on the line right here.
Another good option run there, and this time Drew decides to keep it, which was the right decision, and gains 10 yards. So, yeah, it brings up fourth and two.
Blake Cooksey runs on the field. Tucker Reed comes out as an extra lineman's into the game for the Tigers. 15 on the play clock. Warsaw's got time. They have to hit the ball to the 35. Sullivan now stands up and looks over the Warsaw coaches. The coaches point at him, and now we're going to have a timeout. Timeout, Tigers, 5:34 to play. Warsaw trails Concord 28-24. Fourth and two coming up when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 5:34 left to play, fourth quarter. It's been an incredible game, and the hero of this story has yet to be identified. 28-24, Tigers down by four. Fourth down for Warsaw at the Concord 37-yard line. They need 2 yards. They have to get the ball to the 35 to move the chains.
And this is your best play. The play that we run the best, this has got to be the play call.
They are starting to have some effect in stopping Sullivan.
Yep.
Which has been their best play. What do the coaches have in mind here on fourth down and two? Sullivan barks out the signals. Takes the snap. He fakes the handoff. He dives forward. He's got it. First down, Warsaw.
Whew.
He faked the handoff, and for some reason, everybody assumed wearing a green shirt that Duncan was going to get it. He didn't. Sullivan gets three when he needed two. Clock running, 5:20 to go. Warsaw keeps the drive going, first and 10 from the Minuteman 34, down 28-24.
And besides the athletic performance of Drew Sullivan tonight, the thinking, the mental game has been huge for him tonight, decision-making.
From the far hash mark, same formation pretty much every play all night. Now whistles sound. Concord's going to take a timeout. We're going to keep it here with 5:01 left to play. Timeout, Minutemen. They lead 28-24.
These last 5 minutes, you play 10 games, you go through preseason, you go through TMT camp, all the stuff that you did in the offseason comes down to these last 5 minutes. It's incredible.
Every weight you lifted.
Yep.
Every rep on your favorite or your least favorite machine. All right here in front of us in this moment on both sides.
Yep. 34 yards away.
And they have to get all 34 in the next 5:01 to take the lead. Field goals do you no good. It's touchdown or bust.
Yep.
First and 10, Warsaw from the Concord 34. I'm guessing Craig Kohler probably took that timeout to give his defense a chance to rest.
Absolutely the case. Absolutely the case.
They've been on the field for four minutes in this drive alone.
Even if you look at the defensive tackles there, they're on one knee.
Yeah, they're exhausted. Sullivan First to 10 for the 34. Drew takes the snap. He keeps it again. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another. Spins away and gets down inside the 30-yard line. They will mark him down at the 27-yard line. That's a gain of 7 yards on a first down carry for Drew.
Those are huge plays. Huge plays for us.
The clock just continues to churn. And Bo Brunner standing on the other side. Every play, he looks up at it to see how much time is left. Duncan behind Sullivan. Egoff on the right. And I have no idea who's got it down in there.
Yep.
I think they got whoever has it has the first down.
Yeah, well, we have a first down. Yeah. That's a huge first down.
That was Brody Duncan on that carry. First down, Tigers. Down to the 25-yard line. 4 minutes left. If you need to get up in pace, if you're in your car, pull over. It's okay.
Can I get up in pace?
No, you have to. If you stand up, I can't see.
I know.
So you stay right where you're at, buddy. You stay right where you're at. First down and 10. 24-yard line. Warsaw needs a touchdown with 4 minutes to go. Sullivan keeps it again. Turns upfield. Gets hit. Gets pushed back. He got a yard to the 23. Second down and 9. 3.5 minutes left. Warsaw is down to their final timeout. So keep that in mind. It could be important later.
And I'm not saying that we're going to do this at all, but the Minuteman defense are selling out completely
yes.
on the run.
Yep. The edges are open. Dump pass over the middle or out to the wing is open. You have a lot of options on offense.
Look at those safeties.
Yep. There's a Concord defender more than 7 yards off the ball. Sullivan pitches back. Egoff gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. He is still upright, and he'll be thrown backwards. His forward progress is marked at the 25-yard line. And it's going to be third down and 11 coming up for the Tigers with 2:43 left to go. Well read by the outside man over on that side. That was Josh Sullivan.
This could be the play.
Two plays.
My mistake.
For 11 yards.
Yep.
Warsaw has thrown the ball and gained more than that. Now Warsaw will go with a 3-wide-out alignment. Sullivan takes the snap, drops back. Now he's going to run. He runs left. Oh, and he was grabbed by the jersey and brought down. What a bad break for the Tigers. Garrett Tucker drags him down at the 21-yard line. And timeout is taken by Concord with 2:01 left to play in the fourth. Oh, he had the first down and may have scored, but Garrett Tucker grabbed his jersey at the shoulder pad and would not let loose.
He had a lot of running room. So that was one of those quarterback draws again where he takes a step back to pretend to throw the ball and goes around the left side. But what a great play by that defensive tackle for Concord. Could have saved a touchdown, but it definitely saved a first down.
It is 4th and 7 from the 22. 2:01 left. That was a Concord timeout.
Yep.
So now each team has one to burn. Unbelievable.
Donovan, now, yep.
Warsaw's got to get 21 feet here to keep the game going. Because Warsaw will not be able to keep them from running out the time. This drive started back at the Warsaw 25-yard line with 9:17 left. The time of possession is going to be silly when this game is over.
Ridiculous.
Warsaw's going to have the ball well over 30 minutes, maybe close to 35 of the 48 minutes of football.
Yep.
But it all comes down to this. Warsaw's got to figure out a way to get 7 yards and get a first down with 2:01 left.
Concord was in a very similar situation to game one.
They were.
Going this direction, going left to right.
4th and 3 from the 18 for them. With 30 seconds to go, and Gomez caught the ball and ran it in. And now very few of the seats that were purchased for tonight's game are occupied. Everybody on both sides on their feet. Sullivan takes the snap, drops the throw, rolling right, looking, fires it on the run, and it is caught! It's caught inbounds! What a catch by Egoff! Holy mackerel! It's a gain down to the 11-yard line. I don't know if he really had his foot down or not, but the official standing right there said yes, and it's a first down for Warsaw with 1:56 left.
So just like college and high school, you just have to get the 1 foot in, and it looked like he was standing on the edge just like they do in the pros and just caught it and went out of bounds.
I'm glad we don't have replay.
Yeah.
Just say it that way. Concord running a late defensive lineman on the field. First down and 10. Warsaw, they can't get a first down inside the one. Sullivan takes the snap, and he gives off to Duncan, and Duncan pushes the pile forward, and Sullivan helps him and pushes him down to the 7 for a gain of 4. 1:46 left, and the clock continues to run, and Craig Kaler still has one timeout left. He's got to be thinking about, how do I want to use the one timeout that I have?
It's a tough situation he's in.
It's really tough. If it gets down to third down, he might take it. Right now it's second down from the 7-yard line, second down and 6. Sullivan, last-minute comment for Brody Duncan. And he gives it to Duncan, and he gets up the middle, and he's inside the 5-yard line. And they'll mark him down at the 3-yard line. 1:03 to go. Third down and 3 from the 4, and Craig Kaler takes his final timeout. Everybody, big deep breath. Breathe in, breathe out.
Unreal.
58.7 seconds left. When Concord and Warsaw played in week 5, the final score was this score, 28-24 Concord. Now Warsaw faces third down and 2 from inside the 4-yard line.
Yeah, so we can get a first down.
We can.
Without scoring.
But the Tigers only have one timeout left.
True.
So play calling here could get interesting even if they get a first down. They would certainly have to, I would assume, they would clock the ball to stop the clock. Running plays take longer to get back from.
See what
the coaching staff is thinking here. The ball is just inside the near hash mark. The wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. Egoff is lined up tight on the right. Davis is the wing on the right. Quentin Brock, wing left. Duncan in the backfield behind Sullivan. Third down and 2 from inside the 4. Warsaw trails by 4. Under a minute to go. Sullivan keeps it, and he got hit, and he didn't make it. He did not make it. He didn't get close. As a matter of fact, he may have lost a half a yard. And now it's fourth down, and the clock's running with 50 seconds to go.
Yeah, this is fourth down.
The clock continues to move. Bart Curtis, with 40 seconds left, is letting the clock run.
This is it.
This is it. They have to score. 4 yards. For a sectional championship, perhaps, or from another heartbreaking defeat in Dunlap. Again, the ball inside the near hash mark at the 4. Sullivan ducks under center, stands up, timeout. Timeout, Tigers. They had one left. They take it there. They wanted to see how Concord, Andy, was going to line up on defense.
Yep, and I think we've said it a couple other times during this game. You get to an important part of the game. You want to make sure you have everything right. If you have a timeout in your pocket, you got to use it here because this play, this is your season. We talked about it 5-10 minutes ago. You go through all the off-season work, the workouts, the weightlifting, the 6 a.m. practices, the camps, 0 hour for this play.
for what happens in the next 5 seconds.
Yep.
And again, no timeouts left. Warsaw would be hard-pressed to reorganize and clock the ball before time ran out. And Concord certainly is not going to do anything to help the Tigers. From the four-yard line, one play. 17 seconds left, Concord 28, Warsaw 24. Is it possible that two teams could play twice in the same football season and end up with the same score?
Let's hope not.
It's possible. What do the Warsaw Tigers have in mind? They need 4 yards. They need a touchdown probably on this play. Sullivan takes a last look. Ducks under center. Pitch back. Quentin Brock to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Quentin Brock! With 12.9 to go, the Tigers have taken the lead. Holy cow.
That's just a rocket toss to the right, and that's unlike most rocket toss plays tonight. This play was blocked extremely well. Seal blocks on the right-hand side, not allowing that Concord defense to penetrate or to pursue to the left, and Quentin Brock was untouched. There wasn't a Concord defender within 5 yards of him.
Now for the point after. Haubegger to snap it back to Villema. There's the snap. There's the spot. Mason Smythe boots it through. 12.9 left. Warsaw leads 31-28.
Unreal. Unreal. We say call your best play. All season long, I've said that rocket toss along with that inside counter play. But I can't stress enough how well blocked that play was. There was every Minuteman was blocked. And that just goes to show you, they wanted to score. Obviously, they had to score there. And their will to score, and they did.
Now the coaches are spending one coach, which is Ty Francis, the special teams coach, talking with his unit. And you don't have the usual special teamers out there now. These are Warsaw's best football players with 12.9 left. I'd be very tempted to kick this ball as far as I could out of bounds.
Well,
and just say, you want to take it from the 40? I'll let you. And I know that goes against the norm, but when you look at the way this game has played out, Concord's got four touchdowns of over 50 yards.
Yep.
I don't let anybody on their team touch this ball before they have to snap it with 12.9 left.
Or do we do what we just did last time and we pooch it right to like that 20-yard? That's a tough play to return.
Smythe tees the ball up in the middle of the field. Actually, he's a few yards to the near side of the X in the middle of the field, probably looking for good footing. Again, this is regular grass, and it's been through the entire season of football. Smythe puts his foot into it. He's going to bounce it down the field. It takes a big high bounce, still bouncing, and it's grabbed by Brevard at the 22-yard line. He's going to be hit, and he goes down back inside the 20-yard line. Gavin Schultz got to him and wouldn't let him go. And now Concord's got to go. Well, they got to go 80 yards basically on one play. That's what they have.
And you're right. That was our defense out there. I saw Cohen Heady and Gavin Schultz pursuing.
Yes.
That's our defense. Those are linebackers. What a play by Gavin. What a play.
Warsaw's a man short. And Smythe is staying on the field. Brunner throws it to the far side. It's caught. They run a lateral. Brevard, now they're going to flip it back to another guy. Now they're going to throw it all the way back to the near side to Brunner. He's got room, 30, 35, 40. He's going to throw a pitch all the way back across. It's tipped in the air. It's still loose. It's caught. Hudson, and he threw it away. He threw it away. The Tigers have it. Warsaw wins, and the Tigers go pouring out onto the field here at Jake Field.
Unreal.
Warsaw wins the game, 31-28. Tigers have won the sectional championship here in 5A Sectional 11 in an instant classic that none of us will ever forget. There is a flag down, by the way, back upstream. That is against Concord for an illegal forward pass. Yep. It does not matter. Warsaw will gladly decline the penalty and claim the sectional championship. And there go the Warsaw students onto the field. They were given 100 free tickets. There are many more than that out on the field right now. 31-28. The handshake line begins, and these two outstanding football teams have once again given us 2.5 hours to remember forever.
Can you believe that? I mean, there were 15 laterals. There was a forward pass that last play. Unbelievable.
Well, when Brunner caught the ball over here, there wasn't a Tiger within 25 yards of him. And I'm just thinking, oh, no.
Right.
Not that.
Yep.
Because he has the capable of taking that ball the distance.
Hats off to those Tigers.
What a game. Warsaw was losing. It looked like they were going to be down 11 at halftime, and they figured out a way to get it done. 31-28, Warsaw wins the sectional championship. And we're back to recap it as best we can next on News Now Warsaw. Okay, I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but I thought Rob Sullivan was going to put his hands through the glass. He just came up shaking his fist, and we shook our fist back at him, and then he slapped the glass, which is new this year, and I thought for sure he was going to break it. I really did. There is a sea of humanity at the south end of Jake Field. It's the Warsaw football team surrounded by their coaches, their parents, and the Warsaw students that made the trip. 31-28. Warsaw has upset number one Concord on their own field. They came here, Andy, for redemption, and they have achieved redemption.
They have achieved it. It was not always easy sledding by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, there were times where it was very, very tough sledding. We had to dodge quite a few bullets. Concord's a good team. They've got athletes. They've got dudes. They've got players. We saw that first game. We saw that tonight. We just dodged enough bullets to win this game. And, boy, shout out to both sides of the ball, the offense, the defense. The offense came through when it mattered. The defense came through when it mattered. There were times where we needed a stop, and defense got a stop. There were times, like the last play of the game, where we needed to score a touchdown, and boy, did we execute. That's hats off to this Tiger team. They deserve it.
Again, that is a 9-minute, 5-second drive to end the football game. Warsaw had 3 drives over 9 minutes in this game.
What did we say before that last drive started? Let's hope we score with like 4 seconds left.
We weren't off.
We were not off.
All right, let's get back under control here. People back home want to know what we had to say. The scoring in the second half. Warsaw took the opening kickoff and went all the way down the field. Drew Sullivan the last 6 yards on a run. And with 1:48 in the third quarter, Warsaw scored and Smythe made the extra point to make it 24-21. Concord then scores at 9:17 of the fourth on a 54-yard run by Jerron Thomas. The kick by Sabas was good, and that made it 28-24. Concord, and that set up the heroics as Warsaw methodically, painfully dredged the ball down the field 3 and 4 yards and converting on third down and fourth down. And ultimately, it came down to 4th and 4, and Warsaw ran the pitch. Quentin Brock coming from the left side of the formation to the right, which, by the way, is the short side of the field. They don't often run it that way. That would be a play that you would call against their patterns. They ran it to the short side, and really, again, when things are happening in real time, you don't always know. Was there a Concord defender anywhere nearby? He got in 5 yards ahead of everybody else, right?
That's what I was saying. That was blocked so perfectly. Like, they couldn't draw it. You know, like I say, you put it on the whiteboard, X, 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 you know, the offensive line, they go seal block here. Everything's perfect on the whiteboard. Rarely that happens in real life because defenders get off blocks or whatnot. That didn't happen on that play. Our blockers sealed off that side, and Quentin could have walked in.
Well, Warsaw wins it 31-28. They win the sectional, just their second sectional in school history. Their first ever achieved on the road. It's time for the drive of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pierston Road. Stonehenge is ranked as a top 10 course in the state with immaculate greens, fairways, and tees open to all. Enjoy a Scottish-style links course right here on Pierston Road. That is Stonehenge. The drive of the game, sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's boring, sometimes, like tonight, it's really easy, and it's incredibly dramatic. Warsaw got the ball with 9:17 to go, down 28-24, the exact same score that Warsaw lost to Concord by back here in Week 5 on September 20th. They took the kickoff. Tucker Reed returned it to the 25-yard line, and down the field they went. And they converted third down, and they converted fourth down, and then they converted another third down, and another fourth down. And it ended up being fourth down and goal from the four with less than 20 seconds left. Quentin Brock runs it in the final 4 yards into the right corner of the end zone at the north end of Jake Field with 12 seconds to play. 75 yards in 9 minutes and 5 seconds. And Warsaw wins the sectional by a final score of 31-28. The party is on. Wherever you are, it's a party, and the party starts right here on the south end of Jake Field in Dunlap. When we come back, the final stats for tonight's game. Warsaw wins 31-28. Back with more next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins 31-28 at Concord. Quinn Brock, a 4-yard sweep into the end zone with 12 seconds left to win the game. And you just think about these two games that these two teams played on this field this season. Could they have been any closer? The two teams could combined, the difference in seconds from victory and defeat is 35 seconds.
Yep.
35. 35 seconds from Warsaw winning the conference and winning the sectional, or winning the conference and losing the sectional, or the vice versa. Just amazing. I am just stunned.
Yep, 35 seconds and 1 point. They beat us by four. We beat them by three.
That's true. That's true. Time for the final stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Final stats for the night. All right, Andy, we're going to play a fun game Rendiker and I used to do.
Right.
How many – and I had to guess because he did the stats. How many first downs do you think Warsaw had?
We had a lot. I want to guess
– you're going to have to do better than that.
Say 24. 20.
What? You don't get to guess twice.
Oh, yeah, 22.
27.
Wow.
27 first downs for the Warsaw offense. And – as we're talking here, I have grabbed the record book to see if I can find first downs. That is a new school record.
Wow.
25 first downs against Carroll in 2020. 27 first downs tonight for Warsaw. 63 carries for 280 yards. 63 carries is tied for fifth most rushing attempts in a game. Warsaw is 5 of 10 passing for 80 yards. That means against Concord this season, they completed 10 passes, which is almost a third of their total passes completed this season. Wow. Warsaw, 73 plays, 360 yards. Concord, because of kickoff returns and long runs, Concord only had 6 first downs. 9 rushing attempts for 221 yards, 4 of 7 passing for 46 yards. Concord ran 16 plays from scrimmage tonight for 267 yards. It's almost 20 yards a play.
Right, but they only ran 16 plays.
16 plays on offense the whole night. Warsaw penalized once for 5 yards. Concord 3 for 20. Each team punted once.
Wow.
That right there,
right.
You should just sit down and contemplate that for a little bit, because Warsaw, get this, okay, let's add some things together here. Warsaw had more first downs than Concord ran plays.
By a long shot.
Like, by 11.
Wow.
Right? Concord had 9 running plays for 221 yards. 221 yards is a good game.
Right.
But when you're carrying at 24.5 yards per carry,
wow,
that's outrageous. Individually for Warsaw on offense, Drew Sullivan, 32 carries for 120 yards and a touchdown. Quentin Brock, 3 carries for 23 yards. And I had him down for 2 touchdowns. Is that right?
I think so.
I think so, too. Maybe not. We'll dig into that a little bit more. Quentin Brock, 3 carries, 23 yards, and the game-winning touchdown. Evan Davis, 6 carries for 48. In clutch moments here, they went to Evan, and Evan delivered.
Absolutely did. You know, when you call on those guys, they need to step up, and he definitely stepped up tonight.
And Brody Duncan, 20 carries for 87 yards, and he also had a touchdown run for Warsaw. Those are the final stats. Brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company at 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. When we come back, the play of the game. Huh. What do you think Andy's going to choose for that? We'll come back and find out next on News Now Warsaw. Now for the biggest duh moment of the broadcast. Tonight's play of the game, brought to you by Havrilla & Nolan, LLC, attorneys at law. Call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for assisting in securing Medicaid. Havrilla and Nolan, 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. Andy?
So I think you could probably call that the play of the season, honestly. You're saying, hey, one of our goals is to win a sectional championship,
yeah,
and that play wins you the sectional championship, it's probably right up there. And it's Quentin Brock's 4-yard touchdown run with, what did we say, 12 seconds left in the game?
Well, the play started with 12 seconds.
Right.
Oh, the play started with 17 seconds, ended with 12.
Sure. And I think Quentin would be the first one to tell you it wasn't just him, because, like I said, we said it 10 times already, he could have crawled into the end zone. Like, there were no defenders close to him.
Yeah.
So maybe not crawled. He could have walked, but still.
Well, if he'd have crawled, they ruled him down,
right,
and we would have lost.
Oh, bear crawl then.
We wouldn't be quite as happy.
Right. But my point is, what a time for everybody to execute their jobs to perfection, and that just showed, and so that is the play of the game.
They look like they were in massive trouble.
Yes.
Right before halftime, down 21-10, and Concord's got the ball.
Right.
And then Bo Brunner, who we have not really talked about it tonight. We did when we were here back in September. The kid's just a sophomore. He plays like he's a 12th grader. But he's only a 10th grader.
Yep.
He's only going to get better. And now he's got to sit on that, what happened right before halftime, when he was rolling out, getting ready to throw the ball, and the ball just dropped right out of his hands. It rolled away. I cannot with 100% certainty confirm, but I'm 99% sure that Mason Gabrich is the one that recovered it. And Warsaw scored on a Sullivan pass to Tucker Reed right before halftime to make it 21-17.
Yep. And then you could probably make an argument of that being the play of the game. You know, both plays of the game. You know, it's – I was sitting next to Coach Bumgarner here, and I heard him say one of the best high school football games he's ever seen. And he goes, I've seen a lot of them.
And, you know, here's the funny thing about this is we've been on the wrong side of these.
Yes, too many times.
For too many times in the last 23 years,
yep,
that I've been doing – play-by-play for Warsaw football. We have come out on the wrong end of this deal too many times, and in this moment, in this place, in that circumstance, to have it happen,
yep,
remarkable. Yep. Warsaw wins 31-28. They win the sectional. They are going to host a regional game at Fisher Field next week. We know that because Lafayette Jeff is blowing out Kokomo. It's 45-7, and so they are in the running clock now. So that game started at 7:30. So we will expect to – we'll certainly have a final for you in the morning, but you can expect to have a home regional football game for the first time ever. Warsaw most likely hosting Lafayette Jeff next week at 7:30 at Fisher Field. We owe you one more break. We will give you scores, and then we'll all just kind of get in the car, and we'll just sit there for a second. It's 31-28, Warsaw winning the sectional at Concord, knocking off the number one team in 5A. We're back to wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. I don't think Warsaw people want to leave. They're still, I don't know, 500 people at the south end of Jake Field, slowly one by one, one couple at a time. They start to peel themselves off and head for their seats. I think a lot of them left their stuff at the bleachers. They just wanted to go and be part of it. And look, you think of all the years that Warsaw has been playing football and all the great players they've had and all the great coaches that they've had. And this is just the second time that the third weekend of the playoffs they've been able to celebrate. And they're celebrating now, and they're going to let it ride through at least tomorrow morning. Warsaw 31, Concord 28. Let's give you scores, and then Andy will get your final thoughts. Crown Point shutting out Penn in the second half, 35-0. Carroll leads Snyder 21-10. That's in the fourth. The game that we most care about is Lafayette Jeff has beaten Kokomo 45-14. So, again, the way this works out, Lafayette Jeff is coming to Fisher Field next Friday. We already know the game time is 7:30. And yes, we'll be there to bring it to you on News Now Warsaw. Other scores. Northwood has stunned Mishawaka 21-14. Oh, that's still going. That's in the fourth quarter. East Noble leads Dwenger 31-0. Knox is ahead of Mishawaka Marion 12-0. Garrett beat West Noble 21-20. McConaughey beat West Lafayette 17-14. Andrean leads Bremen 28-0 in the second half. Judson is shutting out LaVille 32-0 in the second half. And North Miami, for the second time in a month, has beaten Triton 28-21. And now the game has gone final. Mishawaka has come from behind, and they have beaten Northwood 22-21. They score. Kinder goes for two, and this time it finally pays off for him.
Good for him.
He's one to do that all the time, regardless. He'll just go for it if he feels like he can get 3 yards. And there he went for the win. He gets the win, and Mishawaka has advanced. Here, Warsaw wins 31-28. We need to get on to Bob Lovell so that I can get on to Bob Lovell, because I know he'll want to hear from us about this one. Thanks to Steve back at the station. Thanks to everybody in the crowd who came up and waving hello when they first got here, and everybody who turned around after that magic moment with just a few seconds left in the game and Warsaw had taken the lead to pump their fist. And thanks to Rob Sullivan for almost breaking glass in our faces. No, I'm kidding. Well, I'm sort of kidding, but not really. Right. Thanks to Andy for Austin, who, by the way, through all of that, was as calm and peaceful as you could imagine. Warsaw wins 31-28. They claim the sectional in sectional 11 in Class 5A. They will host Lafayette Jeff next week at 7:30 at Fisher Field. For Andy, for Austin, I'm Roger. Hope you enjoy the broadcast. My goodness, I don't know that we could do better than that, and we certainly gave you a great game. 31-28, Warsaw wins. We'll see you next Friday at Fisher Field, but before that, we will see you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for Tiger Talk. We'll have Bart Curtis on, biscuits and gravy and all. We will have Lenny Krebs on with us to preview the girls' basketball season, which actually started on Wednesday, but they play tomorrow night, and more. Have a great night, everyone.